President Hamid Karzai is making a trip to Afghanistan's neighbor Pakistan to meet its new prime minister. Despite years of Taliban attacks from safe havens in Pakistan, Karzai is hoping to turn a new page in the two countries' tense relations. To find out what regular Afghans are hoping will come out of this summit, NPR's Sean Carberry went to an unusual soccer match in Kabul.
It hasn't happened since 1976. Afghanistan and Pakistan, known for their verbal fights and occasional border clashes, instead battled on a soccer field in Kabul. Some 6,000 rabid Afghan fans cheered on their team clad in red uniforms. There were horns, flags, and face paint. It looked like any soccer game in the world, except for all the riot police snipers and Black Hawk helicopters passing overhead periodically. Ahmed Mirwais, a 27-year-old tailor, was one of those lucky enough to score a ticket.
It's good to hold such events. The two countries criticize each other all the time in the media. Let's leave that behind and create sincere relations by playing sports.
Relations have been on the downslide this year. There have been deadly clashes along the disputed border. Afghanistan continues to accuse Pakistan of hindering peace talks with the Taliban. Some Pakistani officials say President Karzai is an unreliable partner in that process, and each country accuses the other of harboring anti-government militants. Despite the often bellicose rhetoric between the governments, the game went off without incident and the teams shook hands afterward. University student Fatima Mohammadi, one of the few Afghan women at the event, believes that's a good omen for President Karzai's visit to Pakistan.
I think the trip will have a good result. This match has created good relations between the two countries.
That's exactly what the organizers and coaches are hoping for. But Taylor Ahmed Mirwais says the goodwill created by the game will only go so far.
Karzai has already gone to Pakistan, but nothing's come of it. I doubt that this time there'll be any good result.
Since 12 years, President Karzai didn't achieve anything from Pakistan.
Shukriya Barakzai, a member of parliament watching the match from the VIP section of the small stadium, says the two countries have many shared interests, particularly defeating violent extremism.
The non-military government of Pakistan, they try to be helpful.
But she and other Afghans argue it's the military that controls policy toward Afghanistan. She says that, like Karzai's previous 13 visits to Islamabad, this one might yield positive statements, but no action. But Jinan Mosazai, the spokesman for Afghanistan's foreign ministry, says Karzai's visit can make a difference.
We hope that that visit will herald a new chapter of honest, robust, and result-oriented cooperation between our two countries.
But political analyst Davood Mehradian says not so fast.
Pakistan would not make any substantive deal with an outgoing president.
Mehradian says that Pakistan is going to wait to see who's elected to replace Karzai next spring. And he says most Afghans are also tempering their expectations.
On one hand, they are hopeful that this visit will produce something here. But at the same time, they are experienced enough that they don't expect too much from Pakistan.
So for now, the Afghan people have to settle for small steps, like the soccer match and their team's shutout victory over Pakistan.
3-0! Wow!
Sean Carberry, NPR News, Kabul.